The Czar and Sammy. Weekday mornings on Walls 102.
6:03 Tuesday morning. The Czar and Sammy in the morning. Good morning. Fourth day of 2020. Valentine's Day, 10 days away. And according to some restaurants and other things, today is the day that you have to make your restaurant reservations. Best chances of getting those reservations at the restaurant you want next Friday for Valentine's Day. So if you're thinking ahead, make those Valentine's reservations this morning. Coming up, Ingrid Andress from Kenny Chesney. Right about 6:14 this morning, tell you exactly what time you have a chance to win that four-pack of tickets to the Mall of America with the XD Ride Passes and Moose Mountain Golf Passes. All coming up. It's Walls 102. Morgan Wallen chasing you on Wall to Wall Country. Walls 102, 727 with the Czar and Sammy in the Morning and your morning buzz on this Tuesday. So Jason Aldean kicked off the winter leg of his 2020 We Back Tour to capacity crowds last weekend with three back-to-back sellout shows. The tour opening night in Columbia, South Carolina on Thursday had a little bit of a surprise as Darius Rucker showed up. He's a South Carolina native and showed up for Jason's concert, helped him kick it off. They sang Wagon Wheel and Hootie and the Blowfish hit Let Her Cry. The weekend also included stops in Orlando and Jacksonville. Now the leg of the winter leg of this tour features Morgan Wallen, who we just heard, Riley Green, and DJ Silver. They're actually going to be in Moline February 13th at the Taxpayer Center. Wouldn't be a bad little Valentine's Day date. Going to see Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen, and Riley Green. John Party's latest single, Heartache Medication, becomes his fourth number one hit at country radio, and it tops both the Billboard and Country Aircheck Media Base Airplay charts. The last time John claimed the number one spot was back in 2017 with Heartache on the Dance Floor, so he knows it's tough to climb all the way to the top of the charts, and this is what he says about having a number one hit.
A number one is great. You know, you reach the top of the charts, and it's stamped in history as a number one. It's a big deal, and it's a lot of fun. But for me, when you get a top 10, like, you've already beat odds, especially with my music. Number ones matter, but also at the same time, if it's felt and it makes an impact, that's a big thing too. And it's been great. Radio's been great, and they've been very great about playing my stuff, and it's been fun to, like, know that that's cool because I can keep writing that stuff and the fans are growing onto it. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Congratulations to John Party, another number one hit, and he's currently climbing the charts on a song with Thomas Rhett right now, Beer Can't Fix. Luke Bryan's latest hit, What She Wants Tonight, just became his career 29th top 10 single. Luke co-wrote this song, and he said it always sounded perfect for country radio. What She Wants Tonight is follow-up to Luke's 23rd number one hit, Knockin' Boots. Good guess that this one could go to number one as well. Could be his 24th number one. It's also the second release from his upcoming studio album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, due out April 24th. And Luke Bryan, his schedule is about to get pretty busy as American Idol returns coming up here in February. That's a look at your morning buzz on this Tuesday morning. It's Walls 102. Cole Swindell, Love You Too Late on Wall to Wall Country. Walls 102, it's 7:03 with the Czar and Sammy in the morning on this Tuesday. Sammy scared me walking in and just like, hey, what's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. I gotta get you pumped up.
Well, usually like the door doesn't come flying open and then I see you come flying open and you come walking in.
Yeah. So, surprise.
A good surprise, I guess.
There you go.
Coming up right around 7:30 this morning, going to be your chance to win those tickets to the Mall of America. Four pack of tickets with the XD Ride Passes and Moose Mountain Golf. Coming up, Brett Young, Dustin Lynch, and right around 7:13 this morning, recipes or cooking without using a recipe. What are you confident cooking without using a recipe? We'll talk about that coming up. It's Walls 102. Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102, 7:13 with the Czar and Sammy in the morning on this Tuesday. Found this online about talking about the things you are confident cooking without a recipe. And then I started thinking about, well, what things can I cook without a recipe that I feel confident about?
Okay.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Basically any type of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
French toast. And then, you know, breakfast stuff like pancakes. And then, you know, start looking at the list and you're like, wow, this is just about everything on the list.
Okay.
So nobody's really close to being a gourmet chef in this survey. Number one, eggs over easy, scrambled eggs, hard-boiled eggs, and poached eggs. Those are the top four.
I don't think I've ever made poached eggs and hard-boiled eggs. Like, I still look it up just because it makes me nervous.
All you do is drop them in the pan and let the water boil.
Yeah. But then, like, I don't want them overcooked or undercooked.
You don't want to crack open a hard-boiled egg and have it just leak out everywhere?
Yeah, no.
followed by French toast, soup, grilled cheese, pasta, rice, and salad. So you can see everybody's not the most high-fashion cook, I guess you could say. What are some things that you can cook without a recipe?
Pretty much anything I throw in my crock pot. I just kind of like toss things in. Yeah, so like I can make potato soup. I can make a roast, buffalo chicken dip. I'm really good at. One thing that my guy and I don't agree on is when he makes either macaroni and cheese or hamburger helper. Like, we have two small children. We've probably made those things hundreds of times.
Okay.
He still follows the recipe. Like, I get for, like,
it just makes it easy, right?
With the hamburger helper, like, you know, with the milk and everything, he sets a timer. He is very precise with his, you know, everything. And I'm just like, can't you eyeball it? He's like, why would I eyeball it when there's a perfectly good recipe right here?
I get it. You don't want to mess it up.
And so he'll even set a timer. I'm like, who sets a timer?
Because then you feel bad when you mess up something that has a recipe smacked right on the box.
True. But yeah, he likes to follow recipes to the T. And I'm just like throwing things in places and hoping everything turns out fine.
You can let us know over on our Facebook page what foods you're 100% confident in cooking without using a recipe. Vince, he said cereal.
Yeah, milk and cereal.
Milk
and cereal like a boss.
James, pancakes. Denny, he doesn't use recipes. He says he's got it. So he's got that good, you know, the chef gene.
There you go.
Eyeball things. Uh-huh. And Sarah, spaghetti. That's what she can cook. She's got her homemade Alfredo sauce that she doesn't need a recipe for anymore. So that sounds pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Pulse 102, who are we talking to this morning?
Melissa,
how you doing on this Tuesday morning?
Doing good.
All right, Melissa. Well, you're caller number 3 this morning. We are playing the price tag game. I got a couple different products that you might find at a mall. You just have to tell me true or false on the price. You just got to get one of them. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. First up, we have the Nintendo Switch. $499.99. Is that a true price or a false price?
False
is correct, Melissa, and your winner this morning.
There you go, Melissa. Congratulations. You're getting a 4-pack of tickets to the Mall of America with Moose Mountain Golf and XD Ride Passes.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Congratulations to Melissa from Peru. She's the winner of that 4-pack of tickets to the Mall of America. You have another chance to win tomorrow morning, only with the Czar and Sammy in the morning. Waltz 102. Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy at 7:38 with the Czar and Sammy in the morning. And a look at sports brought to you by Perry May Country Insurance and Financial, your local country financial representative. Chicago Blackhawks have claimed defenseman Nicholas Seeler off of waivers from the Minnesota Wild. The 26-year-old appeared in 6 games with Minnesota this season. Seeler's contract has an average annual value of $725,000 and runs through the 2021 season. He could get an opportunity to face his former team when the Blackhawks visit the Wild tonight. They'll be taking the ice after their victory over the weekend against the Arizona Coyotes. Police say the Philadelphia Flyers mascot Gritty has been cleared of all allegations that he punched a 13-year-old boy after a photo shoot. Chris Greenwell and his son Brandon met the hairy, googly-eyed mascot at a November event for season ticket holders. Greenwell said as his son walked away from the mascot, the person in the Gritty costume ran from his chair and punched his son as hard as he could. So that's good news for Gritty. I guess we got to take him off of our list of dumb criminals that he was a few weeks ago. The entire board of the Russian Athletics Federation has resigned as Russia faces another ban from the Olympic track events and possible expulsion from World Athletics. The Federation says the entire board stepped down after a meeting with the Russian new sports minister. The Federation has been suspended by World Athletics since 2015 because of widespread doping throughout a bunch of their athletes. And that's a look at sports brought to you by Perry May Country Insurance and Financial. It's Waltz 102. This is Czar and Sammy in the Morning, Waltz 102, and your country throwback song of the day brought to you by Lifetime of Smiles for complete dental care. Call Dr. Ed Monroe at a Lifetime of Smiles, voted number one dentist in the best of North Central Illinois 2019. This morning, what do you got for us?
We are taking it back to this day in 2002. MCA releases George Strait's Living and Living Well. It was released as the second single from his album, The Road Less Traveled. The song reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot Country Singles charts and also peaked at 27 on the Hot 100, making it a minor crossover hit.
Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102, it's 8:04 with the Czar and Sammy in the morning. For a lot of people, their job starts as soon as they wake up in the morning.
Okay.
So parents, how much time do they spend getting their kids ready for school each week?
that's one of the joys of this job is I usually don't have to get the children ready, which is cool.
You get to avoid that because now you're in the morning. And luckily for you, because based on everything that a parent has to do to get their kid ready in the morning, breakfast, making sure they brush their teeth, making sure their clothes match, making sure their clothes are clean, making sure their hair is done, all that fun stuff adds up every week to being an extra good 10 hours of work.
Ooh.
So it's almost an extra day of work that parents are spending just getting their kids ready for school in the morning.
Yeah, and I don't feel that guilty about it just because I do half the work the night before. So the night before, I pick out their clothes, I pack their lunches, I get their snack ready. So all they have to do when they wake up is put clothes on, eat breakfast, brush teeth, and he'll like put their hair in a ponytail is essentially it.
And it says like you can, those are some of the steps that they say to like, you know, cut down on some of the time, but it still adds up to being work, getting your kids ready for school in the morning.
Yeah.
So it still goes into the time that you spend in, about 10 hours. They say good 10 hours parents spend a week getting their kids up and out the door to school on time.
Yeah, I'm very, very grateful that I only have to deal with it on the weekends. And usually the weekends, they're in their pajamas until like lunchtime. So it's good.
I remember how bad I was. I never wanted to get up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, then you get the mom start yelling. It's time to get up, you're going to be late, and then you rush in.
So you basically got up just because your mom was yelling, and you're just like, she's so angry. I better just get up. Not because you knew you had to. It's just because your mom was annoying you enough that you knew you had to wake up.
Yeah, I wasn't the greatest.
I bet.
I don't think I was as bad as my sister, though. My sister was not,
a nice morning person. Oh,
so
goodness.
Props to all those parents that, get their kids to school on time every single day and have them ready for the day, because you're spending just about an extra 10 hours every single week getting your kids ready for school.
Yeah, that's why I do half the work the night before. Makes it a little easier.
Jason Aldean, Chris Lane on the way. Plus, right around 8:16, the Brothers Country Supply with the Bleep Game. It's Walls 102. Well, the Wall Country, Walls 102. Who are we talking to this morning?
My name's Suzanne.
Suzanne, how you doing on this Tuesday?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm going to play that clip for you one more time. You tell us the bleeps out word. You'll be a winner. Sound good?
Yeah.
She got the best to me. She my heart and all that's left to me.
All right, Susan, what's that bleeped out word this morning?
Broke.
Broke is correct, and you're a winner.
There you go, Suzanne. Congratulations. You're winning a gift certificate to Brothers Country Supply.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Stay on the line for us, okay?
All right.
Congratulations to Suzanne from Ottawa, the winner of the Brothers Country Supply with the bleep game this morning. Right now, some Florida Georgia Line is around here at Walls 102. Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102, the Czar and Sammy in the morning. And we've talked about New Year's resolutions and sticking to those, and lots of people at the gyms lately. And I've been going to the gym, sticking to that. But I've been noticing a lot of the plastic water bottles. We've talked about plastic water bottles before and how they're just so bad for the environment. They're bad for your health. Let's try to get people into using those environment-friendly and reusable bottles.
Yeah, this is my number one hot button when it comes to single-use plastics. Those are so bad. They're bad for you. They're bad for the environment. They are not good in any way, shape, or form. The only thing that if I had to be stretched, they're convenient. But they're just so bad. Getting folks to not use single-use plastic is one of my biggest initiatives with Lee's Water Systems and Kinetico. Our parent company, Kinetico Home Water Treatment Systems, to date has been able to stop over 900 million pounds of plastic from single-use bottles to be eliminated.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah. What we recommend is, and you can get one of these anywhere, BPA-free bottles or cups. They are everywhere. You can get them from every single big box store. You can get them online to your favorite retailer. You can get them from anywhere. They will very clearly state on it, BPA free. Now, I don't have time to unpack what BPA actually stands for. You can Google that, or you can go to WQA.org. But it is very, very important that you do not use single-use plastic. It kills your environment locally and worldwide.
It's Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102 at 8:49. The Czar and Sammy in the morning. So people don't care about milestones anymore in their life, like getting married, having kids, mm-hmm. buying a house, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Fumbling stuff over there?
No.
So 61% of people in this new survey said that these things are not important to them mm-hmm. anymore. So the things that we're totally skipping over, saving for retirement, getting married, having kids, buying a home, and getting engaged. Those things just mm-hmm. aren't important to people anymore.
I mean, I feel like times have definitely changed when it comes to, like, people are doing things way out of order. Like, I feel like a majority of my friends already have children or already married. They might have their careers, but for instance, they still haven't bought their first home.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain steps that they're kind of bypassing. Like, I already have children, but I'm not married, and my guy owns our home. So I'm not buying a home, because why would I buy one when he owns our home?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I don't have any of these things.
Yeah, none of those things. You are doing it, and you have a career at least.
Yeah, that's basically what my focus has been for. But I still think that these milestones are important, and they're things that, like, I would like to have in my life. So it's not like I'm not ignoring them. It's just maybe it's not the right time. It's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other reasons people are delaying them: personal insecurities, not being financially stable, being with a partner who doesn't prioritize some of those things. They want to pay off their student loans first, and their friends aren't doing these things. So they don't feel the pressure to start doing these things as well. If, like, the people you're around all the time aren't doing those things, you're like, huh. But then it's like kind of the same thing where, like, your friends do start doing these things, and you're like, am I behind the eight ball? When really, it's just like everybody's on their own path.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of, you know, the people, like, I, for instance, went to high school with, a lot of them have already, you know, purchased homes, gotten married. But then I sit back and I remember, I just turned 29. So the fact that I'm not married yet, you know, really isn't that big of a deal. But I had children when I was younger.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and a lot of my friends, they don't, if they don't have children, they feel like, oh, I need to hurry up and have children. I'm like, no, I just had my, when I was younger. So it's, you know, everyone's kind of on their own paths. You can't really judge it by, like, certain ages and certain, you know, things in your life. You got to kind of look at the whole picture and where you're at.
But I do think that these things should be important staples in people's future. I don't think we should, like, you know, if you delay them a little bit, that's fine. But, like, just totally skipping over it and being so career driven that you miss out on some of these things that you can have in life. Maybe it's time to take a step back and look and be like, what else can I have in my life other than just a career?
But also, those things on that list aren't necessarily like a do or die. Like, if you do not do these things, your life isn't going to be, you know, as fulfilled. Like, you don't have to own a home. You don't have to get married. Some people don't want to have kids. So it's, you know, kind of one of those, if that's something you do want, you should still kind of keep that in the back of your mind and kind of focus on, okay, when would I like to do these things, and not just completely brush them off if you do want that, because you're going to blink and you're going to be, you know, 45. And be like, oh, I need to.
I've had a career my whole life. That's all I got. So, like, I guess
if it's something you want, make sure it's always kind of in the back of your mind. Don't just forget about it at all. But if it's stuff you don't want, then you do you.
Try to find a little balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little balance of things. Coming up, we got some Matt Stell as we're heading towards 9 o'clock on this Monday on Tuesday morning.
It's Tuesday. We're not going back to Monday, man.
You don't want to go back to Monday?
No,
what's
thanks.
Wrong with Monday? It's Walls 102.
Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102, the Czar and Sammy in the morning. On the phone with Nick Organ, General Manager of Shimmer Chevy Buick in Mendota. How's your Tuesday going, Nick?
Great. Good morning to you. How are you today?
Fantastic. How'd you feel about Phil not seeing a shadow, and hopefully we're going to get some spring temperature soon?
I am ready. You know, we've been pretty fortunate to have the winter that we've had so far, but I'm very excited about it. And you know what else I'm excited about? I'm excited for 2020 for the Shimmer organization out here. It's our 75th year in business.
That is fantastic.
We've got some big, huge announcements that I'm going to be doing on your show here in the mornings that I'm very excited to talk to you about, and some great things coming in 2020 with the Shimmer organization.
Yes, we're going to have so much fun talking about, like, I love all the exciting new adventures, especially when it comes to the Shimmer Chevy family and all the dealerships, all the great deals. We love talking about it every single week because you guys do a fantastic job, and being able to say that you're celebrating 75 years, that's fantastic.
Yeah, the community's been great to us for them 75 years. We've got great clienteles, good customer base, you know, I mean, and friends. You know, we really have friends in this business. And you know what we're going to do this year? We're going to start giving back. And like I said, I've got huge, huge announcements coming. So make sure you tune in and listen to the big plans for the Shimmer organization family this year.
Absolutely. We are excited to start this new adventure with you, Nick, and talk about all the great things that the Shimmer family is doing, not only at the dealerships, but for the communities as well.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, and let's enjoy some nice weather here, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to have to clean off all those cars. That's one thing about the Shimmer family owning all those dealerships and having all those cars. Are you the guy that has to go scrape all the snow off?
You know, I will get out there from time to time, but for the most part, I try to get everybody else to go out there. I don't like to be cold, but
yeah.
No.
Well, hopefully,
we do it as a team.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get that nice weather and you guys don't have to worry about scraping all those windows. But
absolutely.
It was good talking to you, Nick, and I'm excited to hear about all the fun, exclusive things you'll be telling us every Tuesday, and we'll chat with you next week.
I'm excited, too. Thank you so much.
The Czar and Sammy in the morning, and time for us to talk about our little hyena friend, Edna.
Oh, she's so funny. She does sound like a kind of just like a little hyena. She's absolutely
kind of looks like one a little bit, too.
That really fun size. Like she's a little brindle girl. She is a French bulldog pit bull mix, and she definitely takes after the Frenchie with her face and her ears, and she's just so funny. I absolutely love her, and she's such a sweet dog. Like, she's in her kennel and she's making these weird hyena noises, which is adorably cute for some reason, and you bring her outside and she's just a snuggle bug. Like, she just wants to be next to you, holding the bone in her mouth, just happy as can be to get all the butt scratchies.
Yeah, she does the little thing where you like start to pet her and like just start spinning in circles a little bit and like trying to brush up against your leg, getting a little bit of extra. So she's a fun little girl, of a lot of energy, and you can see Edna over at the Walls 102 Facebook page and walls102.com. Your next chance to meet her would be tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Adoption hours at Ivar are 5 until 7, or on Sunday from 12 until 2. You can check out our Facebook page. We have an entire album of dogs looking for their forever homes, including this week's pet, Edna.
That's right. Check it out, walls102.com and the Walls 102 Facebook page. Let's get all of our pets of the week into their forever homes. It's Walls 102. The Czar and Sammy in the morning, and our dumb criminal of the day today, 57-year-old guy in Missoula, Montana.
Okay.
Back in November, he got his hands on a stolen credit card.
Ooh.
So I don't know if he stole it or if he just happened to come across a stolen credit card. But he did. What, you know, instead of turning it in, he went straight to the ATM to draw out as much cash as possible.
Okay.
He must have put in the wrong PIN a couple times or whatever because the ATM ate the card.
Oh, no.
Which I don't know how you thought you were going to get money out of the ATM if you didn't have the PIN with the stolen
credit
card.
Exactly. Like, there's like millions of different combinations of what the PIN could be. You're not going to be that lucky.
Unless you stole it from someone you know, which could have been a possibility. So he went from getting cash to getting revenge on his ATM machine because it ate the stolen credit card. He drove to the gas station, bought $1 worth of gas, poured it into a pipe bomb, and threw it at the ATM to blow it up.
What?
Exactly.
I mean, I felt like that when it's like my actual card, I've had it where it ate my card, and I was very angry about it because it was my only way of getting money.
Fortunately, no one was seriously injured in the explosion, but it did blow out the windows on a guy's van and singe off some of his facial hair. He was in court last week, pleaded guilty to malicious use of an explosive device, and with that, he's looking at a minimum of 5 years in prison.
Does he also get something for stealing a credit card? Because I feel like they should just tack that on just for fun.
They might as well, but I guess if you're going to jail for 5 years already
for a bomb blowing up an ATM, you know, I get it. You're frustrated when an ATM eats your card, but you can't be mad at it when it eats your card when it's not your card in the first place.
And a stolen card gets you to be our dumb criminal of the day. It's Walls 102. This is Czar and Sammy in the morning. Your water cooler question of the day today: where did the tradition of bridesmaids all wearing the same dress come from? And you knew this one right off the bat. You said it's because they wanted to protect themselves from evil spirits.
Yeah, got to protect the bride from evil spirits that are coming for her soul.
And that goes back to ancient Rome. That's where this all started. Bridesmaids and the bride would actually wear the same dress. So if there was an evil spirit that attended the wedding, they wouldn't know which person to attach themselves to.
Okay.
I kind of want to go back to a time where, like, this is real. Like, let's start this back up for weddings in 2020.
Worried about evil. I don't know. I've been in quite a few weddings, and I'd rather buy a bridesmaid's dress than a wedding dress because those aren't cheap.
Yeah, so everybody wears the same thing, and we're just worried about
evil especially if she picks out, like, a super
spirits.
Poofy one. That'd be an issue, too.
A super poofy dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, the evil spirit would show up and just be like, no time
thanks.
To go.
Too poofy.
But back in ancient Rome, bridesmaids would all wear the same dress because they were protecting the bride from the evil spirits if they showed up to the wedding. And that's your water cooler question of the day. Walls 102. Kenny Chesney, Get Along on Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102, 956 with the Czar and Sammy in the morning. And that's going to wrap things up for us on this Tuesday.
Yep, we're going to get on out of here. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll have another chance for you to win a 4-pack of passes to the Mall of America, including Moose Mountain and XD ride passes. So don't miss out. Tune in.
Yep, playing the price tag game again tomorrow morning for your chance to win those Mall of America tickets. Cricket, she's on her way in for your middays. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow morning. I'll leave you with some Mary Morris. It's the Bones, the Czar and Sammy in the Morning, Waltz 102.